The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Give us feedback on this podcast or ask tech questions by calling the voicemail hotline at 877-414-5856. That's 877-414-5856 to get your questions answered.
Okay, so the stars. Now, are the only way to get, your stars increased? So you see, I got a little sliver on the fourth star. Mm-hmm. How do I have to play more online games? And if that's the case,
feedback from the community.
Oh, so I just got to get my friends to vote for me?
Our system takes into account. We know their relationship with you. So friends.
So I tell someone if I know they're my friend, I said, don't add me as a friend.
Right.
Vote for me first.
No,
and then we can
the only people
friends.
You can vote that can put feedback against you are people you encounter in multiplayer scenarios.
So I say you have to get online, then we'll get offline, and
right.
then we'll.
Yeah. Right.
So we can still hack it, you know.
No,
so
you can't really. We've actually got a lot of heuristics in the back that understand relationships.
Great.
So
you can tell, even though I haven't like made a direct relationship with someone else, that we're friends.
We call it. We understand your. We know where you are. We've gone through your.
Well,
taxes.
So I got.
I haven't
really. The only thing I've really jumped on is hearts.
Right. So
live.
We everybody starts with three.
Yeah, but I've got three in a sliver.
Yeah. That's a good sliver.
So how did I get that? Yeah, that's
somebody,
a good
somebody,
sliver.
Somebody gave you good feedback.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how to give feedback?
Yeah, you go in. Yeah. I'll show you.
Yeah.
You go to friends.
You can do that. And you
or messages.
And you can go.
And then go to the third tab, players.
Yep. There you go.
And then Megatron info. Submit player. Oop, not compare games. I don't want to do that.
Is this not the coolest interface?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Come on, you want to see this on your Vista, don't you?
Vista, I don't think I can handle like an operating system operating this way. A gaming system, I could.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or like a media center, I could.
It's
definitely.
The 10-foot interface.
Yeah, it's a 10-foot. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not an up closer. So that's kind of cool how you can just prefer.
And you can actually see in the right-hand side that he's online.
Oh, is that what that little controller is?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
So you can submit it and do that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to admit, I've gotten into some jams, and it's been pretty relatively simple to get unstuck.
Right.
I mean, in terms
like
of
where
like
you don't know where you are.
Yeah, yeah. It's relatively easy to find my way back. Although, like I said, there's some bits, like getting to the guide is somewhat of a kludge. Like, I don't understand why you have to go to personal settings.
Sure.
Why does what?
Push Y.
Push Y? Oh, and you're already there. You can just go back. And this is another thing that I noticed about the keyboard setting. I'm used to, like, if I'm typing something in by a keypad, I'm used to hitting B for backspace. It doesn't work that way. B is back.
You can use the bumper button.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, intuitively, I'm like,
That's fair.
I screwed up. I press B.
That's
and
fair.
It automatically goes back. And then if I can try to go back in, it doesn't remember the last form I was filling out.
Okay.
It doesn't remember.
Well, that's not really. You can actually plug a USB keyboard and you know that.
But by the time I find
I know,
the USB keyboard,
I know,
it's like, might as well just type
how many
it in.
How many times are you entering text? Would you
not
rather? Would you rather I gave you a keyboard down here?
No.
Okay.
You can so I can text message my friends like
right.
leave me alone, which is nice though. You can toggle in the I think it's in the personal settings.
Yep. Your status.
The toggle. Yeah. Not just the status, but also the your notifications.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. And I noticed that I've got one friend who says set how you have people appear if you're offline or whatever.
Yep.
So instead of saying been offline for 4 hours, you can just put appear offline.
Right.
And then that way, it's you can never tell the last time they were actually
right.
online or they actually played. It's kind of scary, though. I mean, the fact that someone else is tracking you. And those are another things that are kind of scary. Those achievements that says, you know, you unlock this after you've played it for 24 hours.
Right.
I don't want to know if I've played a game for 24 hours. I don't ever want to know that.
Well, you do know that all the achievements and whatnot, we do have privacy settings where you can hide your stuff.
No, it's not that I wouldn't want to share it. It's just that I personally would not
want to
know that I've played a game for 24 hours.
Right.
I do not want to know that I've wasted 24 hours of my life on a game that's gotten me absolutely nowhere, but maybe 5 achievement points that makes me look maybe a little better with my friends.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that would.
Oh, I know there are a lot of people. That's what makes the Xbox 360 like crack. It's crack with a DVD tray.
Yeah.
In chill. I understand. Where the hell did you guys come up with? Is that like some designers?
That's
we
some
call
designers,
it chill.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense. But what I usually do, if I'm showing someone for the first time, because a lot of people have come over to my house because they don't have an Xbox 360. So like Jake's here every other day and like, going, dude, did you get anything new? I'm like, no, I don't want to download. Dude, come on, let's go play Xbox. No, I don't want to play Xbox. No. So Gaming Master 89 wants to chat, but I don't know Gaming Master 89.
So you're going to ignore it.
Well, I will for now until I figure out who he is. But like when I play, if I'm playing something for somebody, I'll usually pull open a trailer. Like I downloaded the Chronicles of Narnia trailer, and yeah. I haven't downloaded the MI3 trailer yet. But
well, you're a big Tom Cruise fan, though. I guess not.
okay, sure. I'm a Tom Cruise.
Looks pretty good though,
fan.
Doesn't it?
What
the Narnia trailer?
Yeah, the Narnia trailer looks. It's out now.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it yet. I've
yeah.
been too busy.
Yeah.
I've been too busy playing this. If
we're
I'm not,
we're gonna take some calls. We're
yes,
gonna
we'll take.
Here.
That's why I'm like sitting up. I'm gonna take a call.
All right.
I'm sitting up here. All right, Anthony. Anthony.
Yes. Hello.
Hey,
Anthony. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on? I am from Brooklyn, New York.
Welcome.
And I just want to ask a question about Xbox Live Arcade.
Yep.
Yes. Are you gonna be having classic games on there or just new games? Like classic games like Battletoads and Double Dragon?
Sure. So, in fact, if you listen to my podcast at MajorNelson.com, I interviewed the portfolio manager for Xbox Live Arcade. And he's the guy that looks at everything and says, this is what we want to get. He wants to get as many games as we can on. And frankly, there's one game that he keeps trying to get on, but we can't find the rights owner for it legally, and that's Lode Runner. He wants to get Lode Runner on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so absolutely. We want to get as many games as we can on that makes sense, but sometimes it's just they get into legal issues. So we're looking at as many games as we can.
Now, I also heard that Microsoft is making a new production building for Xbox 360 to deal with the shortage. Do you know when that's happening?
We're not making a new production building. We have
no, I mean.
We have different factories that have we have different lines that are open. So we're making Xbox 360s all the time. So, you know, we're making as many as we can. We knew that it was going to be a hot product, but we're not like we're making five new factories. I don't know.
I heard like they were making another one like yeah.
Where do you hear these things? Come on, don't read. Did you read it on the internet? Because it must be true.
Yeah.
Sure.
Internet.
Well, if you ever want to know the real deal, just come on over to my my blog.
Major Nelson.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I'm over there religiously.
Excellent. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take care, Anthony.
All right. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. All right.
You're welcome.
Run into another call from Anthony. We'll take this one from Stan. Hello,
hey,
Stan.
Hey, Stan.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Rock on. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, do you think there's going to be, like, some sort of trade-in plan or, like, a trade-all plan for when they start to release the 360s with the HD DVD drives?
Yeah, so there's some news that's, you know, that we're going to release an Xbox 360 with an HD drive.
Ooh.
We haven't announced anything yet. You know,
oh, really?
I don't know anything about that, so I can't answer the question.
And you know when that happens? Now here's a good question. When that happens?
Yeah.
My Xbox 360.
If that happens, right?
This Xbox 360 will then move to another room.
Right.
So the games that I've unlocked here, mm-hmm. are they playable? Like Ponzi can play the games that I've unlocked on this machine right now.
Yeah.
Will she be able to play them on another machine? Is that associated now with her gamer tag?
You got the hard drive.
Yeah, but you gotta okay. You'd have to move the hard drive, though.
Okay,
so she can play them on here if I've unlocked them.
Right.
Right, but she can't play them on another machine if I haven't unlocked
they're
them.
They're all tied to the right, yeah.
The original
right.
purchasing.
And they're also tied to the gamer tag.
Yeah, but so, they're also open like so that she doesn't have to buy the game to play it.
Right.
I've already bought it.
Right.
Okay.
So, Stan, just to answer your question, we haven't made any announcements yet, so.
All right, thanks.
No problem.
And then I was just wondering, do you think there's going to be as much hype for Sunday when they release all the Xbox at Best Buy as there was.
Yeah,
for a
you know,
long
I was I was reading something about that, about how Best Buy's allegedly holding them. So I don't know. I mean, we just want to sell as many as we can. So I just don't know what Best Buy's plans are. I'm the worst person to ask that. So.
All right.
But do you have yours yet?
No.
Doesn't sound like it. Yeah.
Planning on camping out Saturday night.
Well, good. Good luck with
do
that,
it.
And we hope to see you online.
It's
right
totally
now.
Worth it. It's
all right.
Totally worth it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks again,
Stan.
Right,
really
bye.
Appreciate it. Okay, rolling forward here, we've got, let's see here, let's go with Joe. Joe, hello. Or hello,
hey
Joe. Howdy.
Hey, Joe.
How are you guys?
We're doing okay.
Well.
What's up tonight?
I just want to congratulate on this incredible launch. I was stuck outside of my Target for 12 hours, November 21st / 22nd, with about 60 diehards. I guess about 50. I think Tim was probably buying it
right.
on eBay, but. Had a great time, and
did you get your system?
Oh yeah.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And what games are you playing right now?
I'm sort of hooked on the arcade games myself. I've been playing Hearts.
Yep.
That's one of the reasons I was calling you about this.
Oh yeah, I play Hearts too.
Yeah. A lot of people are having crashes with this game,
ooh.
And I'm unfortunately one of the
Really?
People that it locks up on, sometimes it locks the system completely.
Wow.
Sometimes it'll just it'll let you get out of the game, but I've been reading on the Xbox.com forums, a lot of people are actually calling Microsoft about the issue, and I actually started up a little thread to get people to go to the developers forum, Silver Creek,
yep.
And we got a little support thread going over there, and
good. They're
actually trying to hack the problem out. They know it's not an Xbox 360 issue, it's actually a software.
Yeah, and that's beautiful when you got this great community and with people like good publishers working together, so... And
that begs the question, too, and I think it was brought up earlier, like how would the software developer react to that in terms of issuing an update?
Yeah, it's up to the individual software developers and how they're going to deal with it, and I can't really speak for Silver Creek, but I know that...
Well, I do have a contact over there, and if you want to send me an email,
mm-hmm.
Joe, I can pass it along to make sure that someone at Silver Creek is seeing it.
Okay. I have your... website up right now. So.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, like, I've been a Silver Creek fan since the days of Windows 95 when they originally announced hardware. Not,
yeah.
I freaked out when I saw that they released it for the Xbox 360. I was like, no way, dude! This is awesome!
I know. It's an incredible game.
Oh, it is.
You know, I've made, like, 15 friends.
But I can...
You know, that's one of the games where you actually can sit down for 30 minutes and just talk to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, concentrating on killing people.
We have a lot of people online who have, like, friends, relatives, you know, old roommates or whatever that live on different sides of the country that use, instead of making a phone call, they'll use that as the way to talk. You know, they use Xbox Live and the game as a way to connect, and it's really, we're really excited about some of the things we're seeing.
Right. I actually have a crazy story. My brother, who lives in Gulfport, lost all his stuff in Katrina.
Right.
Ooh.
And he came up and stayed with me for a month, and he got a 360, so now he's back down there now. And before, before he never called me on the phone and whatnot. But now, you know, when I'll be playing, and all of a sudden, you know, I love how it says, "Is Gamertag sizzling, whizzling?" It says "sizzling, whizzling's online."
Right.
And I'll just click the little, you know, circle, whatever it's called, and chat with him right there. It's 3 seconds, and we can. What's great about that also is like, you know, I'm a big Joust fan, so I can actually talk to him while we load Joust.
I just don't understand. I don't understand the compelling reason for Joust. I never liked Joust, though. I just don't understand. People, I swear to God, every one of my friends is playing Joust every time I see him.
That's something I've learned to know, is that you can't really discuss or figure it out. You know, some games click with some people, but I know where you're going with this, and you're saying that you're able to play Joust, and that he's playing a different game, and you guys can still have a chat.
Well, not that. It's just sometimes when you're, you know, trying to start a game up, trying to create a match and you have issues.
Yep.
You know, I'm in this room. We can just, you know, talk. It's okay, I'm in, like, Madden. We play Madden, and I'm like, okay, I'll say, okay, I'm in East room 25.
Right.
Jump in there before somebody else jumps in there and starts a match with me.
It's just another way of getting connected with your friends and communicating. It's really quite cool.
Right. And another question I had is, what's the latest news on DOA 4? Is it coming down the pipeline?
It is coming down the pipeline. I can tell you one thing. I actually, before I came over here, before I sat in the traffic for 2 hours to get over here, I was playing...
It's a good plasma screen, though.
Yeah,
he had
true.
A good brot.
I was playing
know.
A little bit. I was playing an early build of it where they have Master Chief. Dude, you should see these screenshots I took. I'll put up on my blog when the game gets released. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
This is a new game.
It's a fighting game.
Yeah, there's not really any fighters for the 360.
Oh, the DOA is coming out, and then you're going to see people go crazy for DOA 4. But it looks amazing.
I like the little chat room they have where you can just chill out as an avatar, like a crocodile.
Yeah,
and actually watch people fight.
It's they've done some really cool stuff. And not only that, but of course the game is beautiful. So right. I don't know the exact date on that, but I can just tell you they're coming along with that game. They're coming along with it really nice. I saw Itagaki when I was over in Japan, Itagaki-san, and he's so excited about this release.
One more thing, the suggestion I would love to have is an alarm clock feature, because I'm always playing a game, and next thing you know, it's 3 a.m, and I have to get up for work like 6. So something that, you know, a little 2-hour snooze thing, so I can start at 10. It'll ring in the middle of the game. Okay, you know, alert. So
all
pass that on to the team.
I will let the guys know that. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Joe.
I know EverQuest had that, so there you go.
Okay.
EverCrack. All right, thanks.
EverCrack. All right, appreciate it.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It, Joe. All right, rolling along.
We still
here.
Have more people want to talk to us.
Dude,
or they want to
people
talk to
love
you?
Talking to us. Dave. Hey, Dave.
Earth.
Yep.
Dave.
I'm back actually.
Oh,
it's
hey, Dave.
What?
You're what?
I'm back actually. I was on earlier.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're back. Okay.
On the been helping out one of my friends who's he's got 360. He's deaf, so he doesn't use a headset. But he's been typing a lot, and it's been driving him nuts.
Yep.
So we took apart one of the headsets, and we're trying to wire up the USB connector that's on the bottom of the Xbox 360 controller. We got it all wired up, but it doesn't recognize it. It comes on, identifies the BIOS and everything, but it won't actually take key input from it. So it takes it if we plug it in the front of the Xbox, but it won't take it if you plug it in the bottom of the controller. So what we're trying to do is use one of the IPAC thumb pads, and you know that's a USB thumb pad, you know, from the bottom of my iPac. We're trying to wire that up to the bottom of his controller.
Don't waste your time. It's not going to work.
Like, you guys still got it all turned off?
Yeah, it's not. Trust me, it's not. With all the security in the box, it's not going to work. That's all I can say.
Okay.
So
yeah, you guys, it's,
get him a 10-foot USB cable and have him use a nice little keyboard.
The main problem with him is his wife keeps on yelling at him because he's got the coffee table, you know, the cart that. You know,
well, the beautiful part about it is he's deaf, so his wife can't really yell at him. So.
Oh, that was really politically correct.
I'm sorry. No, I know what you're saying.
Okay, he can't hear it. You're good.
No, okay. I know what you're saying, but it's really that's the beautiful part about the Xbox 360 is we allow you to plug a keyboard in the front, and it works. It works great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It works great. Like you said, but you know, we're still. Everybody's waiting. You know, he's waiting for the ThumbPad device to come out. And hopefully that'll come out in the spring.
Yeah. I don't know. We haven't announced anything yet, but hopefully we'll have something to talk about soon.
Okay. And it's not Master Chief in DOA 4. It's one of the female.
That's
Spartans.
Right. That's right. I forgot. It's Spartan. What is it? Spartan 194.
468 or something.
460. I can't even keep track of them all.
Yeah.
You're right. So a Halo character, we'll just say that.
A female Halo character.
A female at right. That, yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, David.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right, let's see here. Who's been waiting longer?
I feel so bad, all these people calling and waiting.
Why do you feel bad?
Because they're waiting. I
want to talk to them. We can only do one at a time, like Dennis. Dennis.
Dennis, how you
yes.
doing?
Hey.
Oh, not too bad.
Where are you calling from, Dennis?
Outside of Chicago.
Cool. What's going on?
So, well, I just, I was wondering what your guys' reaction is to the whole world going with Blu-ray and you guys not.
So, that's a great question, and I am not the right person to ask that because there's a whole team of people looking at that. You know, Blu-ray is, Sony's going to do what they can. That's their format, and it's not really good business sense for us to support that. So, you know, we haven't really announced anything yet, and that's all I can really say. So it's just one of those things. It's gonna be an interesting year. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any more information than that because I'm so focused on Xbox Live.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. And I do have one question for you guys out of the chat room. Somebody's wondering when Marble Blast Ultra is going to be released.
Yeah, I know. When I was talking with the Xbox Live Arcade guy, he's got that on his list, but I don't have a firm date for you.
Wait, what's this game?
Marble Blast Ultra.
What's Marble Blast? I've heard of the game before, but it's just like I assume like a souped up.
I've heard of it too, and it seems to me it's a throwback to like those old style
roller
Yeah, it's like Marble Madness,
yeah.
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
it's like Marble Madness. So
okay. you know. Yes. I remember my first version was made of wood and it had a BB, and you just rolled it around.
Old school.
That's
way
cool.
old school.
So. Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a date for you on that one. Sorry, but I do have an RSS feed set up over on my blog. If you sign up for that, whenever there's new content that comes out on Marketplace, you'll find out immediately.
Well, sounds good.
All right, thanks, dude.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
And by the way, let me just say thank you. I think the Xbox Live Marketplace has been a very good experience.
Good.
You know what? The one thing I'm frustrated by, there's not enough. There's not enough there. That's one thing that I wish there was more of because I want to.
I look through things?
I want more. Yeah, it's like I want to see what else is out there. I want to see what's cool. I mean, I love Geometry Wars. I love Mutant. What is it? Mutant Storm. I love this, that, and the other thing. And I want more games like that.
Dude,
I mean, I'm totally into buying.
It hasn't even been a month yet.
Doesn't matter. I want more. You don't understand. Drive more. But the conduit is so simple.
Yeah.
that, you know, even doing it within the game, like I was playing Zuma, like I tried it. Because I saw, actually, I bought, the only reason why I even downloaded Zuma is because I saw Andrew playing it.
Really?
I saw Andrew, and it's like, Andrew
it's
likes
viral.
It.
Isn't it viral?
It is viral. I said, well, Andrew's playing it, so he must like it. I'm like, I tried it. I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool.
Right.
I said, could I get into this? And at first I was like, no, this kind of sucks. And I started playing a little more. I'm like, you know, this is kind of less sucky than I thought it was.
Yeah.
And then I bought it.
Then you bought it.
Then I bought it. So I'm very impressed with that. I think the Xbox 360 is a great gateway. I think you could easily pick up a machine without even having to buy a disc ever.
Yeah, that's what I was so. I mean, even when I was here last time, I believe it was in August or maybe it was September, where we talked about the fact that was one of the things we're excited about. And it's not even here yet. Is that Christmas morning? People are going to unwrap Xbox 360s, hopefully. And when they plug it in, they're going to be able to play full. They're going to be able to download games and play them without ever leaving the house.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Speaks very well. Although I can say that the Wick, I think the reason why I wasn't impressed with it, not to like talk about it again, but it just didn't really capture like the high def experience.
Oh, I thought it looked beautiful.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so at all.
Maybe it's your TV.
Yeah, it's my TV. That's my bottleneck here. It's the TV.
It's the TV.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's great. Where are you calling from?
Outside of Memphis.
Oh, great. What's on your mind?
I've heard that you can hook up a USB hub to the Xbox 360 and plug in four wired controllers to it. I was wondering, like, what are some of the development problems that came across with trying to do that?
So, first of all, that's an unsupported configuration. it will work with some USB hubs. It will not work with others. I don't know what the list is, so it's just... I can't really answer that question because it's, like I say, it's not really officially supported. And more importantly, I haven't even tried it myself.
And I actually do have another question.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some Xbox One, Xbox Live arcade games that I've bought, and, you know, they're great.
Yeah.
I was wondering, when I get my 360, hopefully, soon, will I be able to go and just, you know, link them to my gamer tag and put them on 360.
You will not be able to do that because of the way the original Xbox was architected, the way when you downloaded content, it was tied to your Xbox and not your gamer tag. It's just not going to work that way. The good news is that on your Xbox 360, it does work that way. So,
okay.
So that's kind of one of the bummers about it, but we had to do some certain things to give you the great experience that you'll get.
Okay. Well, that kind of sucks. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
But trust me, you'll forget about it soon once you download some of these cool demos and start playing some of the games.
Okay, about Wick, because I heard you two talking about it a minute ago.
Yeah.
You know, my friend does have it on his Xbox 360, and the controls didn't really transfer well from the PC.
Right.
You know, I've got the PC version. It looked great, I'll be honest with you. It looked awesome.
Yep.
And it is just his TV.
Yep.
Always his TV.
Yep.
But it just didn't carry over well.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the beauty, is that all the Xbox Live Arcade games have demos. They have free demos
nice.
You can download. You don't like it, then you move on.
That was great. So. I wish more systems had that. For just about every game, I wish they had that.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
All right, man. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
So that was Tom.
Tom from outside of Memphis.
Yeah, way outside. Yeah. Let's see here.
Barbecue country.
I don't have a name here, but we'll take the call anyway.
Okay,
hello, you're on the
mystery
air.
Mystery caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Matthew.
Matthew, where are you calling from?
North Carolina, same one.
What?
From earlier today.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Well, I had some more questions.
Okay. Well, we're here to serve you, so go ahead and fire away.
I was wondering if you could get an interview with Jay Ellis.
Sure. In fact, I was just talking with Jay earlier this week, and he's always welcome to come on my show, and I don't like to have him on my show too often because people think I'm just, you know, I can get him anytime, and I really can't because he's really busy. So I'm probably going to get him. I'm going to try to get Peter Moore when I go to the Consumer Electronics Show. Are you on the CES, Chris?
Yeah.
We'll talk about
that.
I'll be
in the Microsoft booth, too. We're going to be broadcasting live.
Oh, great. I'll be there. I'm doing the 360 demos.
Oh, cool.
I'll be there for 3 days. But I'm going to see if I can get Jay on probably in a couple months, probably closer to the Game Developer Conference in February, because then we'll have some cool stuff to talk about.
More cool stuff. As opposed to the cool stuff you have to talk about now.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it. And it looks like Jake's taking a couple more calls in the other room. Boy, this just doesn't stop. See, we don't even have to announce the number. They know how to get a hold of us. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey.
You enjoying the Xbox Live subscription that you won?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't get it. No.
Oh, well, it's coming.
Oh, I have them all here.
You brought them here. So
I did, so.
We're good.
Great.
So
great.
What's happening?
Oh, geez, I'm having a video game of my own today. I just came back from an ice storm. New Jersey.
Oh, boy.
I was in New York City at Interop at a workshop with Modern Networks.
Yeah.
And it was a great time. They were giving
slipping
away one
sliding.
Xbox,
huh?
360, you know, the vendors in the hall.
Yeah.
And so everybody was trying to win it. They actually had one there, no guards or anything.
Wow. And no one walked away with it.
No one walked away with it.
Well, that's good
so what's
news.
On your mind?
Oh, just calling to see what. Oh, is Pete Grondahl there?
I don't know. Is Pete still here?
I think last I saw him, he was stuffing his face full of bratwurst.
Yeah, I don't know. He may have left. He may have left, unfortunately.
Last I saw him, he was in a bus crash in Orlando.
Really? Huh.
Ask him about that.
No, I'll have to. When I see him again, that is.
So you guys are going to be at CES?
Yep. We'll be there.
My God, I'm trying to get tickets to go there on the airplane.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. CES is nutty. Like, travel, mm-hmm. That's the worst thing about CES.
I trust me about it. I know.
It's horrible. It's absolutely hellish. Maybe we'll see you there, though, Paul.
Thanks, yeah. Paul.
Thanks again.
Definitely hope to go there.
All right. Take care, bud.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Nice talking to you again, Major.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye
now.
So, looks like Jake's in the other room. So
this
is
great. You're going to be at CES.
Yeah, I'm going to be at CES.
We're going to hang out in the Microsoft booth.
Yeah, I'm totally going to be there.
We're going to play some Xbox 360.
And I'm going to be better at it by the time I get to the CES, I swear. Hey. Hi there. Hello.
How's it going?
Turn your computer down, my friend.
Oh, turn my computer down. Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. All right. Who's this?
My name's Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, where are you calling from?
From Austin, Texas.
Rock on. So what's going on today?
Well, cool. I just got on the show halfway, so I don't know if this has been asked or not, but my question is on the live section where you get to download demos and trailers or whatnot.
Yep.
It sometimes gets annoying when you're downloading a big file and you can't back out of the screen. Is that something that you guys are thinking about having an update in the future for?
So you can actually back out of the screen by pressing B, and it will basically what happens is the background, the download stops in the background.
Right.
And if you come back the next, you know, the next minute, the next hour, the next day, mm-hmm. when you go to download the same content, it auto resumes.
Right, right, right.
It usually stops at like 50%.
Right.
And then you go back.
Right.
Right.
So
but, I mean, do you guys ever plan on having that running in the background? Like, say,
this gets back to an earlier question. We're looking at download. The problem with background is it creates a whole series of other problems. Like now you have to have a down. Oh, it sounds like the piece is there. So you know, then you have to have the down. Then you have to have a download manager and some other things. So the thing we noticed is a lot of people get annoyed because they have to watch little things. They think it's slower. It's actually usually it's not slower. It's just that when was the last time you looked at a download ticking across the screen? Because when you're doing it on your computer, you minimize in the back and you go
right.
Out.
Exactly.
So it may not be slower. But to answer your question, we're looking at seeing if we can do something with download background downloading and so forth. So that's mm-hmm. that's something we're looking at.
One more question, and I mean, hopefully you guys can answer. I bought the 360 USB adapter, and I previously had the.
So this is the wireless adapter.
Right. Right.
Right.
And I previously had the original Xbox One.
The black one, the MN740, yep.
Right. And I noticed that when I was trying to set up my configuration settings, on the 360, there's a WPA2 option.
Yep.
And my router supports that encryption, and I think I read it in the manual that the USB adapter does as well, but I can't get it to kind of come up on the Xbox screen. Like, it's always grayed out.
So that's because it's not available.
Oh, it's not available yet?
Yeah.
That would be why.
Yeah, it doesn't handle the old MN740 doesn't handle WPA.
No, but the new the USB one.
Oh, though. The USB one. I'm sorry. On the Xbox 360.
Right.
Well, it should be coming up. I don't know why it would not come up. I've got it running on mine.
Maybe something with my router then.
Yeah, you might want to check that. Now, here's something that's very interesting. Do you have a laptop?
No, not at the
okay.
moment.
Well, even in your desktop, what you can do is you can use the Windows Windows. It's basically if you go into your control panel, if you have Windows XP SP2,
mm-hmm.
and you can go into your control panel, what you can do is there's a networking. I can't even remember what it's called, but you basically do is if you have a USB dongle, you can plug it into your desktop. Copy over the settings, the
right.
networking settings,
yeah.
and bring them and plug them into the front of the Xbox 360.
Like the networking was
right,
like, yeah.
and it will copy them over. So yeah. you may want to try that if you have an extra Xbox an extra USB memory card kicking around.
Yeah, those are easy to come by.
Yes,
yeah,
you may be mistyping the key, maybe any number of things. So yeah. it's you may want to try that.
Okay, cool. Right. Well, I'll try that.
Thanks, Ruben.
Good luck.
No, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Let Ruben get back to his pizza.
Yeah. Speaking of, you need anything more to eat, or are you cruising?
I'm doing great.
You're doing okay?
I might get something to drink.
You need something to drink? Go get something to drink.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah. I'll bring Brandon on. Yeah, we'll play for a while. You got other important things to do other than sitting around and play. All right. Hey, Brandon, why don't you come and play the – you actually have to play and talk at the same time. Brandon and Andrew have been playing Geometry Wars in the background. And here. Now, Brandon, you're pretty good at Geometry Wars, are you not?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
We've been playing. We've been getting Chris some achievements.
No, you only got me one achievement.
I got you at least one achievement.
Yeah, one achievement. No, I'm wanting you to get more achievements, though. You got to do better than that. Why don't you get as many achievements? Why don't you get an achievement here?
I only have one more than you do on this game.
Do you?
Which one?
No, didn't you get to 1 million?
No.
Or have you got 500?
No, I've gotten to 400 and some thousand.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, I got the survive 250,000.
Have you gotten the pacifism yet?
Yes, I got pacifism.
You did?
Yep.
Bastard. That was the one I could hold over everybody's head because, man, that was so hard to get. We did that the first night. We just kept flying around like, oh, no.
Oh, really? I just had to figure out how to get it.
What do you mean how to get it? You just fly around. You don't shoot anything.
Yeah, I know.
How hard is it that?
There's nothing to tell you that.
Yeah, there is.
You have to live for a whole minute or something like
that.
Yeah,
it says right there you have to survive without shooting for 60 seconds.
Where does it say that?
In the achievement!
Sorry, I just saw the name. I saw pacifism, so.
You just decided not to shoot for a minute, and then, I got it unlocked.
I thought about the name pacifism and thought, okay, that probably means I just don't shoot anything.
That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't know I had to do it for a minute, though.
And you work at Microsoft? Did they hire you for... was this part of the process? Like, how would you go about learning how to read an achievement in the Xbox 360, Brandon?
That was actually my first interview question.
Really, was it? They require that in the search team. Now, does the search team, that's where you're at, MSN search.
Desktop search.
Did they have an Xbox 360 there?
I brought mine in once.
At once?
The day after I got it, yeah.
And we played some games. Did people enjoy
office.
It?
Yeah.
Any work get done? And people say, no, we love Brandon. Like, promote Brandon to supervisor because we like him a lot. Because he's got the Xbox 360. And you work at Microsoft. Are there people that suffer from a lot of Xbox 360 envy? People who don't have it? Can't get it?
No, I don't think so. I know a lot of people that are planning to get them.
I need the hookup.
They weren't as big a hurry as I was.
I need the hookup because, you know, you got that Microsoft Store thing, you know, and, you know, I get
we
some.
We don't have a...
I don't need any three. I got the 360. The hell I'm worried about getting a 360.
Oh, you just want like games and controllers.
Yeah, because apparently Madden, you can get 1,000 points for just finishing. Boy, you suck.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to talk and play Geometry Wars. Okay,
so had I known you're trying to talk,
some effort.
You can't. Is that like walking and chewing gum?
It's not like a background thread here.
It's walking and chewing gum at the same. You suck.
It's a little harder than chewing gum.
I could do better than this with my eyes closed.
Oh, I don't know.
I can unlock achievements for you. That isn't my high score. My high score. Whoa, who got 293?
Who do you think?
maybe you don't suck as much as I thought you did. You suck a little less than I thought. Yeah, that's good. It's good that you don't suck as much. I'm learning though. Okay. I watched the
Andrew play again.
The video today that was uploaded from Joystick. And
yes.
It showed me a lot of, I see, so I have to do this one, that happens, and this one, that happens.
The thing that amazed me is he dies a lot in that.
Yeah,
he
does.
He gets lives all the time because he's killing so much stuff.
But you notice he doesn't die until a certain point, and then once he's at that certain point, then he can do...
Then he's getting the 75,000.
And then notice he saves all the bombs, Stryker saves all the bombs to, like, the very end, because apparently you need them at that level. Like, you can't keep up with it. So... Yeah. It must be insane at that point.
Well, actually, I know a lot of people that actually try to use the bombs early on so that your first life doesn't end.
Oh,
because that's when your multiplier gets really, really high.
Yeah.
That's when you plow through up to like
400
or 500.
Yet. Now, have you played Zuma?
I have not played Zuma.
Zuma's a fun game.
I downloaded the demo. But
I've got as much... I think I've got the equal achievements as you do, Andrew.
Yeah.
Don't I? Yeah. I think I'm stuck on... I got through like 6-5 and I couldn't beat it. So I was like right there about to beat, what is it, Quetzalcoatl, and it wouldn't go through all the way. So it kind of sucked.
So it's you make lines of colors?
Yeah, basically you have to complete 3 in a row and then you can get certain bonuses and whatnot. Huh. No, I played the demo. I was like, God, this sucks. And then I played. No, I said, but the only reason why I got it was because I saw Andrew was playing it. Like, well, Andrew's playing it. He's making achievements. So maybe I'll try it too. And then I was like, oh, this kind of sucks. And then I started
go back to Microsoft's whole achievements thing, getting people to spend money.
Yeah, it's all about getting people to spend money.
It's a brilliant plan. Like, because it works.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it works.
Because you see, like, oh, my friend's got 400 points in this game. I've got to go.
So now, how did you acquire your Xbox 360?
I acquired it at Best Buy, the big launch event in Bellevue.
So were you there late at night?
Waiting in line 15 hours.
15?
Yeah. So I was going to go. I was going to go. Andrew was there 26.
26 hours. You know how long it took me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't take you any time at all.
Didn't take any time at all. Yeah. I was like, hey, I want an Xbox there.
Yeah, I read that like the day after I'd been sitting in the cold for 15 hours. And I was like, oh, screw you, Chris.
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful time that I had not waiting in line. I was in Maui when the Xbox 360 came.
It's pretty much the opposite of the freezing cold that I was sitting
yeah,
in.
I'd say.
Huddled around a little grill that someone bought at Home Depot.
You know, it's been a fair experience. You know, Ponzi's likes playing it. She never liked playing the Xbox though. She likes playing the Xbox
That's
Live.
Cool.
I think she likes playing the online games, and she just likes the graphics. You know, it's because it's the HD thing, and so she's kind of gotten into it. Which kind of sucks because then when I want to play it, then she's like, "No, back away." You know, you don't get dinner, and I'm like, "Oh, you know? Well, I'll just get pizza." She's like, "Fine, get pizza," and then I say, "Fine, I'll get pizza." And she's like, "Oh, fine, I'm leaving you." Like, "Fine, then leave," and then she goes, and yeah. I'm
Sounds
kidding.
Like that's the problem there, yeah.
Obviously, I'm kidding. She isn't here tonight, but that has nothing to do with the Xbox 360. We have a lot of Christmas shopping to do, and we're out of paper for our printer, so we needed to get it. But yeah, you should try Zuma. It's another good one.
Yeah, I'm going to try this one.
It's not you really got to get in. This is like level 6 at this point, but the one that Andrew's playing
achievements.
Is that the one you're up to? Yeah, I can't get past it. I keep trying. But I haven't, like, given it, like, an intense, like, you know, till 4 in the morning, I'm going to get past this level. There's, like, I did that with Call of Duty. I had to beat it.
How far did you get? You beat the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I've gone through the whole thing. Call of Duty. I've got to go back in veteran mode now or whatever. But I keep looking at Ghost Recon, and that looks amazing.
That looks like it's going to be good.
That looks absolutely
amazing. I
pre-ordered
that because I thought it was coming out.
Did you? Yeah, I thought I did the same thing for Burnout. I thought it was coming out for the pre-launch too.
Yeah, I had that, and I had Dead or Alive pre-ordered. So
I've got
when they come, I'll have them.
Yeah, I've got pre-orders at where is it? At GameStop or something like that.
Yeah,
and
I actually still have an Xbox 360 pre-order at GameStop.
Yeah,
I may want to tell them.
I
won't be needing it.
No, forget that.
Actually, maybe I should.
Oh, I just wait and then sell them. I know a guy. Seriously, I know a guy.
Well, I was like 120 on their list.
Oh yeah.
So.
But I know a guy.
He
sold
25
the
first night.
He sold. He sold his for $900 on eBay. I met him at Costco. $900.
Wow.
So he made it. That's a pretty good markup. So if you even if you already have it, I would definitely acquire. No, Andrew, there. Yeah.
I don't know if Major Nelson there would be very happy with me if I was buying up 360s and selling them on eBay.
Why? Doesn't matter. You've got them. Someone else needs them. It's a buyer and seller market. Come on.
True.
You know, that's economics. Ain't Major Nelson's fault. He's just in there. More power to him. He gets more Xboxes out there. You know, because he's in the Xbox Live Marketplace scenario. So he wants more Xboxes out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, if you don't want to sit on the couch and you want to go, you can hand the headset to Aaron.
All right,
Aaron, it's your turn to sit on the couch. So this is Aaron Coldiron. And if you've heard of The Hive or Hive.net, this is Dumb Man. So how's The Hive going?
It's going great.
So what is The Hive? So you have to, in one sentence, one simple sentence, what is The Hive?
What is The Hive? The Hive is a place where you can connect with other people in the community and connect with Microsoft.
Okay, simple enough. And simple. You got videos and forums.
We got videos and forums and blogs and file sharing. And we're going to have a big presence at CES.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What are you doing at CES?
Well, we're going to have a booth on the show floor in the Windows Pavilion, and we're having a party for anybody from the community, so they can actually come and
Woo-hoo!
Sign up for the site and
join us. I'm doing, after we're doing our live broadcast, and then I think I'm going to be helping the Internet Explorer team.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I think that's who I'm helping.
Nice.
As a featured community or whatever it is. Because I guess there was a whole list of like the people that you could help, and I'm like, what about the featured community? Or what about the Internet Explorer? And they said, yeah, okay. Because they needed help with that, so I mean, just, you know, assistance from the community and whatnot.
Yep.
So that doesn't make much sense, though. Why CES?
Why CES? Well, so so you've heard of Channel 9.
Yeah.
So Channel 9 is all about developers and helping connect developers with each other. So the Hive is like that, except that it's focused on the community and it's focused on end users. So we have videos with product managers and things like that, and videos. We have some of your GNOMEDEX videos
up
on the site.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's all about helping users connect with one another and helping end users. And
but the one thing you don't have is the B video.
Well, we've got to talk to Pete about that.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's missing is that B video.
The B video
is the best
hilarious.
One. I know. Oh, that's the one everyone wants to see from the Hive.
We should put up the PowerPoint as well.
Totally need to do that. You totally need to do that. That was great.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of everybody's GNOMEDEX was the bees.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The bee bloggers.
So now, do you have an Xbox 360?
I do not have an Xbox 360.
Do you want an Xbox 360?
I would love to have an Xbox 360.
Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all?
And they do not have them in the Microsoft Store, unfortunately.
No, they don't, but I hear you guys have other things in the Microsoft Store.
We have some games. I can hook you up.
Games and little I've got, like, the little plug-in, the battery adapter pack things. Things, the accessories. Yeah, that's killer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. I mean, I'm not a gamer, but this is quickly turning me into one.
I'm amazed by just the wealth of games you have here. I mean, you guys have been switching games all night, which is just amazing.
Yeah, it's Major brought his game system, and then of course we've got a lot of Xbox Live Marketplace stuff.
Yep.
That it's it's quick, easy to switch, and then I've got my stack of games. Unfortunately, I haven't even had a chance to even play them all. The games that I've gotten, I've played a little bit here and there, but like I'll get into a game and then go into it and then be into it like. Until I'm done, and then okay, I can move on, or I know I can go back, and
So what's your favorite game?
It depends on the hour. Like some days, sometimes I want. Well, I feel like playing this, and I'll play that. Or I feel like playing that, and then I'll play this. So I don't know if I have a favorite game at this point. If I were to sit down and just start playing, it would probably be like an Xbox Arcade, Xbox Live Arcade.
Yep.
Something quick, easy, like a puzzle type of game. Like these kinds of games are like great, like flash games. Like the ones you find on the net, the ones that people send around. Like, the viral ones that people love playing. That's what a lot of I think a lot of the games that could easily go into the Xbox Live Marketplace and be very successful.
Yep.
Are those kind of games of course these are a little beefed up and they've got some incentives in there.
I've heard that the arcade type stuff is actually some of those popular games played online.
Yep, yeah. I believe it. Cuz it's easy. It's like you don't have to playing, first person shooter is it's fun but it's also complicated. There's a lot of things to figure out. But that's why, now I've got Hardwood Hearts in here, so I can play Hearts online. And, of course, you kind of do that online already, but the fact that it's on the TV, it's just done, it's set up, it's ready to go. It's being able to play online with people and not necessarily have to think too hard, beyond, I know my strategy for Hearts, I'm playing against other people. Are they going to be good? Are they going to suck? How's it going to be in that way? But
Yeah, you know what I've got to ask him about is if we can get Settlers of Catan on the Xbox.
Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, that's a great game.
From what console? From what era?
It's actually a board game.
Oh.
But Microsoft has a version of it, at least for MSN. So I would love to see it on the Xbox someday.
So you're not in either camp though. You're not in the Xbox camp. You're not in the MSN camp. You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
You play middleman.
I play middleman. Yeah.
It's a good man to play because then you get the best of both worlds, right?
That's right.
So you came over here with Pete
Came over here with Pete. So we're actually you've seen the camera walking around all night. So we're doing a behind the scenes of Chris Perillo show for the Hive. And I mean, one of the great things is about the site the Hive is it allows people like bloggers connect with other bloggers and. And definitely, you've paved the way with a lot of things, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it should be. Well, if nothing else, then shows people how easy it is to do. And, of course, the Xbox and, the fan.
Absolutely.
This is visual. It's perfect for video because audio is talking, but, the TV, it just speaks for itself.
Yep.
I don't even have to say anything. I just, set up the microphone right there or you set the camera right there and you're done. I mean, I could watch people play games really well, all day long. But, anyway, thanks for coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, even the show's going to be winding down here in another 10 minutes, but we're going to be playing, I'm sure, for probably little while, and everybody's welcome to hang for as long as well. You know, 4 a.m. is going to roll around real quick because Ponzi and I usually stay up till about that late, and then get out of bed like about 11 a.m. Going, all right, I think we'll get up now. It's a nice thing about working at home. Anyway, so yeah, feel free to stick around and hang even after the show.
Nice.
So you're welcome anytime.
Cool. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, it's no problem. All right. It looks like Major's back. He's had his.
Sorry about that. I was in catering.
Catering.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the catering.
Was the catering okay?
The craft services.
Well, you're lucky. We can take a break. We've got all calls on hold. So you can coast now.
Can we?
It's easy. Yeah.
Are we cool?
Yeah. Anything you wanted to cover specifically?
No. I'm happy to be over here. I'm thrilled that we were able to finally get over here and play. You know, we played a lot of the different games. So I know you're playing a lot of the arcade games. Saw you through in let's see, what did you have? Did you
Perfect
put,
Dark?
Put a PDZ.
I played Quake. I didn't like it too much.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, just the first person action seemed a lot smoother in Perfect Dark Zero and like Call of Duty than it did in Quake. Quake seemed really herky jerky.
Yeah. So you know, brought all those games over. You played Halo, obviously.
Yeah.
You've looked at that. But I got to tell you, Cameo is the one that I still come back to. That's my touchstone for some reason. And I can't explain.
I mean, maybe I just got to figure it out. You got to tell me how to get past this water bitch. Beast.
Well, it took me 2 days.
I kid you not. I'm like going, how the hell is this
going to
happen?
I don't know if you know this, but you know, on Xbox Live, you have a gamer card and you can change your motto.
And you said that one of
Jay Allard had his motto up, which is Water Boss Sucks or something.
Oh my
it was
God.
Something a little more obnoxious.
So who created the game? Was it
Rare?
Rare.
Yeah.
Did they say anything about that?
Apparently there were a couple words, but Jay was like, well, he does. I mean, it not sucks like he's really bad, but he's really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the challenge, and those guys did a great job with the game. If they designed it to be really hard, then, you know, that's mission accomplished.
Yeah, but hard to the point. I mean, I understand hard and difficult, but and I almost dropped Cameo.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth. I mean, I got to a point where you had to play Major Ruin. You had to go up. You had to roll up, and then you had to roll around. Then you had to roll up, jump into a pipe, jump out, and then roll up, and then jump into another pipe and go around. But I couldn't figure. Here's the problem. I spent 5 hours trying to figure out how to do it because I thought I had to jump from that second jump up all the way across.
Those are called puzzles.
Okay, it wasn't a puzzle. What the problem was is that the pipe was behind me, and I didn't realize. That the pipe was behind me. If I jumped up and then spun around that way, I could have seen it. But I had no idea the pipe was there.
It's called a puzzle.
Oh.
Now you know to look all around you and be aware of your environment.
I don't like puzzles. Then.
So here's the good news. Once you beat the water boss, it gets a little bit easier.
It coasts?
Well, it gets a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think of the first boss where he shakes his head?
Which one? The tree?
Yeah.
It wasn't too hard.
That's spectacular.
It wasn't too
visually. It's spectacular.
Oh yeah, visually, yeah. It was very cinematic.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no argument. No, everything about it has been beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as like it's like a Zelda game.
Right.
I mean, in the sense that the action adventure type of style.
Yeah.
I what's difficult though. Sometimes the controls get a little confusing. Like
sure.
I need to do this, and no, I can't do it that way. Or you know, there are times that I don't. I like the fact that I can go in and upgrade the characters, but sometimes that kind of scenario, that doesn't scare me, but it kind of keeps me from wanting to embrace the game because that shows me, like, God, I got so much to do.
Yeah, but it's a deep game. You don't buy a game to finish it in 10 minutes.
No, well, Geometry Wars, it's not a game that you're going to finish in 10 minutes, but it's the same gameplay.
Well, it's a different game.
It's a different type of game.
You're going to invest a different amount of time.
I don't know. Maybe I'm enjoying it. I haven't gotten to the point where God, I can't stand this game.
Right.
It's stupid.
Right.
There haven't been at least from the games that on disc. I haven't really run across any games that I'm like God. I'm not gonna play this.
Yeah, they have a lot of replayability.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot.
You talked about PGR3. Yeah.
And I like the fact, like I said, you know, to reiterate it, I think the best part about this is the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. That's the only. I mean, it's. I think 50% of the Xbox experience is that.
Well, that's why you know we up until right before launch, we really didn't have any games to play. That's what we were playing with the dashboard. So you can see the amount of time we spent refining the dashboard.
Instead
refining
of
it,
playing refining Geometry
it, Instead of playing Geometry Wars. You know, we refined it as much as we could, and it's we're really happy with it. you know, and we're excited that we're going to do some things, you know, and as we alluded to earlier, it can evolve. You know, it can be updated.
Now, have you had any pushback from people who said, no, I'm going to wait and develop for the next version of Sony?
We really haven't, that I'm aware of. I don't work on the developer side of the house, but I can tell you this, is that we have...
Well, I mean, in the Xbox marketplace, though, in the marketplace area.
Yeah, no, we really haven't because, you know, Microsoft's one of our core competencies is tools. You know, we have great developer tools.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys are okay. I wouldn't call you guys tools.
Okay.
But...
So let me rephrase that. So one of the areas that we do well at is developing tools.
Oh,
okay. So that makes sense.
Wait, but...
Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say.
If you come in there as a tool, you can't really foster that.
We develop the right applications to create your
I understand.
What do you think of this? You boot it up and there's...
I think it's great. Although Ponzi was kind of annoyed. She said, why do I get Pac-Man in the corner? I'm like, it's because it's Namco and they had the... Because Ridge Racer for the PSP, they show Rally X at the beginning.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's cool.
So to answer your question, we've had a lot of developers come to us and just quite the opposite and say, thank you. This is what we need. It's so expensive now to produce games that with the Xbox Live Arcade, we can still stay out there in the marketplace and you have a delivery mechanism that we don't have to print discs, that we don't have to do all these things. We can just give you the bits and you have the ability to download them. People can purchase them.
But is that a law of diminishing returns? So right now, you know, we've got a few games that are there.
Right.
But what's going to happen when they're literally, and I there's going to come a time when there are going to be hundreds and thousands of games in the Xbox Live Arcade.
We're
going
to have to do a better way for you to browse them.
Yeah.
You know, we'll come up with a better way for you to browse them. We'll do better things on Xbox.com for you to raise that information. I mean, it's just like...
And at that point, too, I'll also be very interested in seeing, you know, not only what my game, my buddies are playing, but really tracking their need. They're not, at this point, it's not a big deal, but there's going to need to come a time where there almost needs to be like a review center for the Xbox Live Marketplace games, like in the sense that the general community ratings.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to know,
talked about that.
Tons of people love Geometry Wars. Okay, that must be it. You know, these are the top 10. I've got to try these games so that there's a lot of wheat and a lot of chaff, you know, not a lot of wheat and a lot of chaff.
Yeah, no, we've definitely talked about that.
It seems like you'd have to. Yeah. I mean, almost preemptively.
Yeah, no, it's only going to get bigger.
I'd hope so. I mean, I certainly would hope so.
Look at these guys. They start a game and they leave the room.
That's
the controllers.
Great.
What is it?
I don't mind. They've got Ridge Racer in there right now, which I've got a blaster because this is the game that I could probably no storage device found. That doesn't sound good. It's done this to me one other time. It says no storage device found if I don't select the hard drive.
Well, what do you think of that? Now that is not the coolest thing ever. The fact you can shut down your console from.
But why can't you reboot it from there?
Why would you need to do that?
If you need to. Here's another question.
Actually, you can.
How can you reboot it?
Well, define reboot.
Okay, well, I could turn it off and then turn it back on.
Right.
I suppose that's another way around it.
Right.
Here's another question, though. If I shut down this console, this is a shortcoming. I've got a list of things that I don't like about the Xbox 360 that I'm going to post. They're not bad things. In fact, one of them is the fact that I think it's too addictive. That's a big feather in your cap, but at the same time, it's like... It's way too addictive.
Can't win with you.
No, you can't. you really can't. But one of the things that's frustrating is that... crap, I lost my thought.
You're going to turn it on.
Oh, yeah. I go to turn it on, and I don't want to boot into Ridge Racer.
Sure.
How can I bypass that and go to my Blades?
So one of the quickest things to do is the moment you get the boots, the screen of the game playing, all you do is you just hit the guide button.
That's it.
And you just hit Y.
See, I don't even want to bother loading the game. I just want to buy. I want like the you know the trick you know used to be in Windows that you can hold Shift and reboot and you can.
Right.
So I mean like a key where I can like hold on to something and it'll automatically skip a certain process and then go to another.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a firmware revision that could possibly
I don't know if that's
do that.
Possible.
See, do you know any of these people? I mean, I know. I mean, obviously, I know some
Hedgehog
of my friends.
Lover.
I don't know Hedgehog Lover.
Yeah, he called in earlier.
Did he? Hedgehog Lover. Oh,
you got Jeff on your list, huh?
Yeah, Jeff. Okay. In fact, he's been trying to chat me, and I'm like, I'm on the show.
So I know.
Jeff just started. He just got his last night.
Dylan.
Firefox 90. I don't know this guy. Southpaw. I don't know the guy.
Vid guy
is a. He's a guy from Steve Sherrier, I think.
Oh, I know Steve.
I think it's Steve.
Yeah, I know Steve.
Vid guy.
Ponzer, I play with Ponzerelli all the
time.
Oh,
yeah, all the time. Yeah, sure. She's looking for friends.
Wait a minute. You only have like 12 people on your list.
I only add people.
Did you know,
I know
this? Did you know you can page up and page down?
Yeah.
I told you that last time I was here. Using the
I click everything until it breaks.
Until
it's like,
something
okay.
happens, right.
No, honestly, as far as friends go, I really want to know them. before I add them.
That's fair.
You know, I just want to know them on that kind of level, just because otherwise my friends list gets like way too big, and
right.
I don't know anybody anymore,
right.
And I can't remember anybody anymore. So that's kind of is upsetting. See this? Okay, this is the thing. It's stupid. Go back. You couldn't tell that that was a Mission Impossible for the 720 or the 480.
It's not stupid. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've already bitched about this. We're
going
to fix it.
Good. Because that's like...
We're going to fix it.
I don't care. Here's another thing. I don't want to see any 480p content if it has a 720p. Why show me both?
We actually talked about that, of querying the port in the back and saying what output and just do the filter.
Yeah. But dude, why? I mean, why? Okay, if you have a 720p, you'll never want to watch a 480 at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it would be fantastic, because that way I'm not seeing two of everything.
Right.
And that's annoying. To me, it's annoying.
Right.
As well as to say, like, I've downloaded, let's say, and registered Geometry Wars, it'll say, downloaded two of two. Two of two. Oh, right. I've downloaded the demo.
Yeah, I know. That's totally ridiculous.
It's bogus. Yeah. It's
There's all these little fit and finish things we're going to go back and fix.
That would be nice.
So.
It's good to know that, like, they're going to be fixed.
If they drive you crazy, think about how much they drive us crazy. Because we're like, we got to fix this. It does. It drives. Because this is our baby. This is our. We birthed this thing.
What's the cycle though? What's the cycle look like?
Well, I'm not really able to talk a lot about what we're going to do.
Well, you can. You'll have to shoot me.
Yeah, it's going to be frequent. You know, we're not going to have anything out before Christmas. I'll tell you that. You know, but you'll see something within the first 6 months of 2006. Hmm.
Will it be a noticeable, like, oh, wow, this
We're
changed.
Not sure yet. We got a whole list of things we want to, bug fixes and enhancements that we, you know, little things we want to do that. And then there's the bigger thing of all these cool things that we want to do that I can't talk about.
Unlike the debacle of, like, podcasting, listening to podcasts while you're playing.
Right.
Unlike the debacle of that happened with this week with the updates, the backwards compatibility.
Well, I've been totally involved with that. Yeah.
Well, what had happened with that?
So it's just there was some people are getting into these strange states where they download the backwards where they download backwards compatibility from Xbox Live, and it basically it doesn't, for lack of a better term, it doesn't install properly. It just doesn't. So they have to go to Xbox.com and download the disc, and then they can run the disc. So we've actually fixed it, and we found tomorrow we're going to roll out an update.
Oh, cool! I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's such a small. See, I mean, it impacted so many few people.
But those
people are loud.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we listen to them.
I've got Halo 2 is the only old Xbox game I've bothered to put in here.
Right.
I'm like, why bother if it doesn't?
But you got to admit, that's amazing. The emulation and the backwards compatibility.
Oh, yeah.
Software.
No.
From an x86 platform to this.
You mean playing Halo 2
yeah.
in there? Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no, Halo 2 looks. Is
not even is, look. Is, I'm talking about technically.
Yeah.
Think about what the hell's going on. It's doing a 5.1. Yeah. It's doing this full, beautiful thing.
It's nice. It's very nice.
It's extraordinary.
Very nice. So, we have to wind the show down.
Why?
Because it's 9 o'clock.
Already?
Yeah, where is it?
I drove all the way. I'm just going to stand up.
Drive all the way over here. Three hours?
Look at all the traffic still.
Traffic? What are you talking about, traffic?
I'm telling you. It took me 2 hours to get over here.
It
took me longer to get over.
Did you see the Grinch in the window this time?
I'll tell you a funny story. When I was driving here, I saw the photos of that on your Flickr site.
Yeah.
And when I was driving, I was like, there's his house.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, there it
the
is.
The Grinch. That's exactly why I put it up. Like, you can find me with the Grinch.
Yeah, so
it's big. It's a big Grinch.
Where do you get something like that?
I don't know. I bought my dad an inflatable Mickey Mouse, and to retaliate, he bought me an inflatable Grinch for Christmas. And so,
does he live across the street?
No. He lives in Iowa. Okay. He's like, what the hell am I? He likes Mickey Mouse. So I was like, here, it's an inflatable Mickey Mouse. You get like Santa Claus Mickey Mouse. Yeah, it's big.
Okay.
And so,
for those of you that haven't seen this, it's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, it's tall.
Yeah, it's inflatable.
And it's funny though to watch it, like if you let it go, if you basically when you turn it off, it'll just like completely deflate. Like,
well, that's what's going to happen after the show. I'm just going
to. That's what you do or I do. Yeah, it's a little of both. Hang on, let me yell at Jake.
Hey, Jake! You ready to wind down?
We have a full party going on here. For
are
those
you
of you listening?
Listening
at home, it's we've got bratwurst. We've got.
He
a
says
bunch
he's
of
listening.
Oh, is he in there?
Yeah, he's in there. I asked him if he was listening.
Do we have more calls?
No, I think we're done.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I'm pretty sure we're done. Yeah, I think
fell
we're
asleep.
Done. It's asleep, and I think
I mean, you know what?
Asleep.
Then it's time.
Yeah, I think it's time.
It's time.
I think it's time. So everybody, thanks for tuning in. I'd like to thank Major Nelson, Larry Herb from MajorNelson.com for stopping by and bringing his kit of sorts. I got to play some games that I otherwise wouldn't have gotten to play, including some football points.
We got you an easy achievement in football.
That was just too easy, insanely easy. It was like wrongly easy. how easy that was.
But then you're getting someone's that are hard.
Yeah, like now every other game.
Now you're getting the sense of what achievements are, you know, the hard ones or easy ones to get. What are you going to play after I leave tonight?
I'm probably going to play some online hearts so that I could rack up my star points. I want bigger stars. I want five stars.
I have five.
Yeah. You also have like 5,000 gamer points.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know, there's only like 2,000 available, but you have like more than that. Like,
no. Well, okay.
I'm surprised you haven't created an economy in eBaying that stuff. Like, I've got gamer points. Here, you want them?
It's all tied to your account. There's no way to get them out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it would be great if you would have done that.
That's your achievement. You earn them. We want to show
them.
Yeah,
but hell, I'll earn them to a certain degree, and then I'll sell them. Hey, that's worth money.
We're rambling cool now, aren't we?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We ramble all the time.
We've been rambling for three freaking hours.
Thanks to everybody for stopping by, and thanks to everybody for tuning in and calling. And we'll be announcing the winners here at some point in the near future.
Winners? What did we win?
Xbox Live subscriptions.
I got a whole stack. Look at this.
I know.
I brought them
stack.
Over
I know.
For you.
You got a whole huge stack.
Good.
And then we've got, let's see here. Yeah, tomorrow I'm giving away some presents in Locker Room.
Like what?
I don't know. I asked everybody for their wish list, and I'm just going to pick out at random and say, okay, you get that. Okay, you get that. Okay, you get that.
I don't think I sent my list.
You didn't.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Well, you got everything you need. You got an Xbox 360. What more can you want? What? Yeah, we're still on air. That I know of.
I love this high
quality. Maybe we're not
on
air. Maybe Jake yanked us off.
I'm part of.
It's very conversational, very informal.
Yeah.
Beer and brats and
you're,
Xbox
you're part
Live.
Part of the family.
That's very much the case.
It's crazy.
But we also have to thank Microsoft Windows Media for sponsoring the show again. And we'll be, like I mentioned in the show, we're going to be doing the show live at CES in a couple months. And
can I
Major
join you?
Nelson
can
will
I,
be there.
A couple months? It's less than a month away.
Oh, my God, it is.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my
about?
God, it is. Don't remind me.
Yeah.
God, it's moving way too quickly. And, of course, Limelight Network for sponsoring the stream so you guys could listen live. Thanks, everybody in the chat room. You'll be able to read up on the show notes at thechrisperilloshow.com.
And they can swing my blog if they want.
MajorNelson.com. You can, of course, download that podcast as well.
Yep.
And download the video that Joystick updated today or uploaded today. Even if you've never heard of Geometry Wars, if you watch this video, or maybe wait for the high-def version.
Right. Striker, who is somebody on the team who was one of the first people to get over 3 million.
Yeah,
it's
insane. You have to watch it, and then you'll understand why people love this game for some reason. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll catch you next week. We'll see you later.
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.